I don't, but whatever. They can deal with it.
It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
No idea, dude.
Oh, we're going to talk about choir. Can we talk about choir?
Oh, hey, Kari. No,
hi, Alicia. Up?
How are you?
I'm peachy. It's
peachy
Wednesday.
King Jelly Bean.
We're going to rhyme today.
We're not going to rhyme.
Nugget. That's one of my favorite movies. Office Space.
Yeah.
This is not going to work here anymore.
not going to work here anymore.
Right. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie.
So it's a great movie. We're here. We're here. It triggers. Welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me, even
You're
though you
welcome.
Brought me here.
I've been known to bring a Carrie here once or twice.
Oh, it's not Harry Carrie.
Well, Triggers I didn't opens shave. At 4. The old doghouse. Opening here soon at 5.
Yeah. Old doghouse.
Old doghouse.
I thought you were going to howl.
Oh.
Ow. I can't.
Should.
We don't make any noises. The noises on this show are just for Alicia and Alicia only.
Well, the ones that come out of your mouth are for everyone.
Okay, so I just had an idea. When we were talking about the Naga Naga thing from Office Space.
Go on.
What is your favorite movie?
Of all time?
Of all time. I know
Good
I'm
golly,
digging
Ms.
deep
Molly.
Here because I have like a top 10.
You know, I have a top 10 too, but I don't think they're in any particular order.
Okay, genre?
Shawshank, great movie. Titanic, great movie.
Really?
Comes from my last life, remember? I'm reincarnated from the...
No, I don't remember anything. What are you talking about?
I've been reincarnated? I've been reincarnated.
Oh, I wonder what I've been reincarnated as.
Well, I don't know, but I died on Titanic, so that one. I also have some nostalgic picks from my sister, which are Romy Michelle's and...
I haven't seen that one, but I know they have matching outfits, right?
In Rome, yeah, they make their own clothes, man.
Oh, okay, so I'm way off. Yeah, that's how I've never,
ever seen,
never seen it.
Oh, they do a great northern accent, like a Minnesota. They do that,
and that's when they don't have a pop; they have a pop.
Yeah,
did I do that right? Because you're kind of the yeah.
Pat.
Do it.
They ask you to.
Sounds like you're saying.
They ask you to take off your top, get the money first.
No, it sounds like you're saying pap like a pap schmear, like a pap.
It's pap.
It's cool. Oh, then nobody wants one. If somebody walks into their kitchen,
anytime I hear pap schmear, I think of bagel and schmear.
A who?
Bagel and schmear.
No, I know what you're saying.
And schmear.
Oh, that's just. No, it's just a bagel and cream cheese.
Exactly, which is also known as a pap schmear.
And if you have cream cheese when you go to your pap, you're going to need an antibiotic.
That's probably true.
Awkward.
Probably right.
But yeah, if anyone went in their kitchen and like reached around, the, not reached, but looked around the corner and said...
You'll reach around. Did you have a good Christmas?
Well, let's define good.
Okay, did you have a pleasant Christmas?
It was pleasant.
Did you have a warm Christmas? Were you fed on Christmas?
I was.
Okay, then the end. That's all.
I made mac and cheese, and
Your
my
usual.
Kids trashed the house. And the bank account cried. So I guess it was normal.
When bank accounts cry.
And I forgot to get my dog something, and this is the first time ever I have forgotten to
you're
get...
in trouble.
I know. Oopsies.
You know, I didn't get my dog anything either. My friends did, though. So that was really sweet of them.
Wow, you are my friend, so you suck. Because my dog didn't do shit.
Well, I forgot you had a dog.
How? What?
Oh, that's even meaner. Never mind, I didn't.
That's
no,
terrible.
I had a good Christmas as well.
What'd you get? What was your favorite gift?
The gift of life.
Well, yeah, that's...
I mean,
no, for
real. Gift card.
Because you got a vacuum thingy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's my favorite. I got a Tenneco. Vacuum.
I know. I'm hearing those are great.
Ish. It is a vacuum mop.
I need one of those.
You are going to be a little offended by what comes off of your floor.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't want to see that. But I still want, because you got a friend of ours, her heated toilet seat last year, right?
Yeah.
And now when I go to her house, I can't get off that my Scrabble score is really high because of it. Like, I just sit there and hyper-focus.
Oh.
So I need one of those, I think.
A heated toilet seat.
Did you get yourself anything for Christmas?
No, but I get myself something every other day. So.
I got myself toilet paper. It was a favor from me to me.
I'm pretty sure I drunk shop every other day, so it's fine.
I know that... because I have some driving limitations that I did more online shopping this year. And then I noticed today, I went to my email because I got a notification that something was being shipped and I already got
it.
So I ordered the same thing from two different sites. Oopsies. Oh. So if anyone wants, this is going to sound terrible, but it was for my teenage daughter and she got the other one. So now one's coming in and I'm like, do I do the whole shipping or return it money back thing or just
what
keep
is it?
It's one of those Paris Hilton mini fridges where you put your cosmetics and it has a mirror on the front and it lights up.
Why do you have cosmetics that need in the fridge?
Like it's cold cream. Like, I don't know. You put it on, it freshens up your face and shit. I don't know. And then,
like,
but the light, it's got that weird light.
I put my beer in it.
I'm like, here's some cold cream and a beer. But it has the little weird light and a mirror, so you can put it.
Oh, the weird light, like the zoom zoom.
No, the not the what do we call that one? The mirror of depression.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that makes
that's
me feel.
That's the zoom zoom.
Yeah.
That's
no, it's
yeah.
the weird like white light. It's not flattering. I don't know. Makes you thankful you have cold cosmetics.
Is it the thing people use for like TikTok videos and stuff? It's like the ring light almost.
I don't know. I don't watch TikTok.
Okay.
Hey, but Paris Hilton's like famous and hot, kind of ish. I think her.
You know, I watched
she's
her.
She's weird.
Her. Well, actually, I listened to it on the podcast. Her like documentary, her story and stuff. It's really sad.
She has a documentary.
Yeah.
She has a podcast.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I think she produced it, but I mean, it's someone else narrating it. But it's real sad.
Why?
Because her parents shipped her off like all the time, and she was in these horrible places that were like. Formative reform school type places,
yeah.
But they're like, I don't know. They were really, you should listen to it. It's really sad. They were like abusive in these places and they're notoriously abusive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One Are they still open?
Down. Oh, one of them shut down.
Oh.
I can't remember what it's called, but you should listen to it. I did watch the craziest documentary and I finally finished it.
Oh, do tell.
It's called Love Has Won. I think it's on HBO Max. It is it's crazy.
Why?
Because it's about a cult. And this chick went from being a manager at McDonald's, as one does.
Wait, I saw that one. I think I told you to do it.
No.
Yes, and they have her corpse in a room?
Yeah, you didn't tell me, though.
Okay, well, I did.
I listened to the podcast originally a couple years ago when it was actually happening.
I don't understand how people do that.
Narcissism or...
No, I meant like how they follow that stuff.
Yeah.
Like all the things.
I mean, you can talk anyone into anything if they're sad and needy enough. I mean,
well, you look sad today. You want to come clean my house?
Is it a cult of cleaning?
I don't know. I was trying to play
but
on
no.
your... I was trying to play on your sadness.
You got to plan a little better.
Clean half the house?
Give me a purpose. Give me an end game and I'm in.
Make
Are
happy.
We going to get lifted in a ship by Robin Williams? No, then I'm not in.
He's dead?
That was in Love is One. They were going to get lifted
in
a ship.
Oh, that's right. They're obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Who are you obsessed with?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, I remember that. I don't even know why. I just asked the dumbest question.
Sure
why,
do.
Though? She has slitty little tiny eyes.
It's not.
Like, I just want her to open her eyes all
She's
the way.
She's such a great songwriter. She's so talented. And I've liked her since I was... 20, probably. It's when I came on the Taylor
I've
train.
Never been a fan.
Ever. She writes everything.
Doesn't mean it's for me.
All right. Well, I am going to tie you down and make you listen. That's going to be my cult.
Oh, joy. Things to look forward to in the new year, right?
I would be amiss if I didn't try to show you. Can I try?
Try what?
To make you like her? You haven't even given her a shot, man.
I have the best smart-ass comment. Can I say it?
Yeah,
Can I try and make you like dudes?
Oh, that's the way you feel about Taylor Swift? Okay.
It's just meh. Are you repulsed by them? I just don't like her. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want to have sex with a woman, Carrie?
No, and I don't even want to listen to Taylor Swift. I almost said Tyler.
You'd Taylor probably Swift. Listen to Taylor Swift.
But I kind of feel like all of her songs go down the same way.
Nope.
Almost typecasted in a weird way to say it. Incorrect?
Yes.
All right. They're not all about relationships?
No.
All right.
All right, we got to change the subject before I get upset.
Okay, you're getting upset about your... She's getting upset about T.S. Taylor Swift.
It's not an irrational thing. Okay, we'll go down. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole right now because this is our podcast, not my podcast.
Not the couch in the counselor's office.
It's not the Alicia Encounters of the Life kind. It's female Encounters of the Life kind, and you are a female.
Last I checked, yes.
Yes.
The bill on toilet paper said, yes, I'm female. Because you know, go to a guy's house and I'm like, man, that's the same roll they had 3 days ago. That means just wipe their ass. They're using it once or twice a day.
Right? I think all I heard in that is quit keeping track of people's roles.
Well, let's talk about roles. Because the first time I was at your house, not only did I take care of your shit, but I went to pee in your bathroom and you have the best toilet paper in town.
Thank you. And I'm going to focus on the part that you came over to my house and I barely met you and you picked up.
I saw shit in your yard. It had to be done.
She is a born poop scooper.
Seriously.
It will be taken care of immediately.
When she brings me toilet paper, it's just like my birthday or...
We have a code 2 on aisle 4632.
Well, then I go to other people's houses and I come out, I'm like... We need to go. They only have one ply.
But you also trimmed my bush outside.
I did trim your bush.
You did. You were like, oh, that bush is overgrown.
I took care of your shit and trimmed your bush. Because your bush tried to attack me and hurt me.
You're such a landscaper at heart.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at trimming bushes.
You want to listen to Taylor Swift yet?
No. Okay. We're still not going to go on the Taylor Swift thing. I can't stand that woman. Who drives you nuts? Like, you can't even hear their voice, look at their face.
Drives me nuts? Is this a joke?
Please don't say me.
Ooh. The Kardashians in general. Yep. That's my answer. Yeah. Although.
There's got to be someone like, she's one of my ooey-ooeys, like, change the channel, turn it off kind of ooey-ooey people.
Well, we know who is yours, and it's not Taylor Swift. I don't know why you're talking shit about Taylor Swift. You never had a dream about her, so I don't know why you're doing this to me right now.
Don't even bring up what's her name. Who is in your...
I don't have any ickiness.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I really don't.
Some actor, singer, I don't know, politician that just drives you batshit crazy.
There used to be a politician, but her first name's Heather. And I can't remember her last name, but she was always on New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson. Heather Wilson drives me nuts.
Why?
Haven't seen her in years. I think she dropped out. But I don't know. It was just her demeanor.
She felt your vibe of disgust.
Yeah. I think she was like, nope, can't win this. Can't win this district. Bye-bye. I don't know. Heather Wilson. That's my answer. I can't think of anyone else who makes me icky.
Like, I even have movies that I won't watch with certain people in them. And this is another one, and a lot of people love her, and I don't... Everyone who's listening, please don't hate me. Drew Barrymore. I knew it.
You don't like Drew Barrymore?
There's something about the way she talks.
It's...
Like, if I do, it's like mute with subtitles.
She's so ready to drink a beer and just have a good time.
No, I cannot stand her.
Since when? You hated her in E.T.? You hated that little baby girl in E.T.? Hmm?
Well,
funny story about E.T. Did you know that Steven Spielberg said, keep E.T. animated because Drew Barrymore used to think that he was real and would talk to him all the time, like behind the scenes?
Yeah, but didn't her mom also give her drugs?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think she was doing cocaine like at 12.
What?
That's what I think. I don't know.
Were you there?
No.
I'm just here for the good time stories about how
apparently
Steven
she had a good time at 12 that I wasn't having.
Well, she's doing great grounded. Now. She's doing great now, homie.
Don't like her.
Okay.
Like, I won't even watch a movie.
Wow. But she's happiness, and she's true.
See, and now you're talking like her, and I think that's one of the things that I can't stand is the way she talks.
Like it's almost like a lisp.
That's what I was going to say.
Hate people with lisps?
What do you say? I can't.
I love a lisp. I love a good lisp.
And what's the boxer? Who's the boxer?
really?
Come on.
You don't know it?
It's Tyson. Oh, yes.
Good old, no, Keith. Oh, yeah.
And we are not making fun of anyone by any means, no. But we're just...
Mike Tyson is a really super intelligent man. Have you ever listened to him?
Really? You just asked that after I just talked about why I can't listen to Drew Barrymore?
So no,
but I've read
He's
about
super
him.
Intelligent.
Can I say I've read about him and that's...
Okay. And he... Can you agree that he is actually...
Yes.
Not an idiot? Okay.
And I think he's... strategic.
Okay, I'll give you P. Diddy. I hate P. Diddy.
Oh, I'm not really a fan. He's a little cocky. Wow, is this the podcast of talking shit about everyone that we're not? As far as, like, important?
It's the rags on the riches. Let's rag on the riches.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to rag on those assholes. Because no one's bought me a vacuum or a heated toilet. Or a heated toilet seat or two-ply. Do you think they have, like, fancy toilet paper?
I think there's
a
limit.
It just flies out and does it on its own?
I think once it hits a certain point, that's it. That's the precipice of fanciness.
No. You can always go extra.
Bullshit. You're wiping with silk?
Well, like, a car always gets better. A book gets better. Shit gets better. Lights get better. Toilet paper has to get better.
I don't know. Toilet paper has a future. I think there is a line. It's the precipice of this is as good as it gets.
I don't know. I want mine to be like, ta-da, or something.
Do you want musical toilet paper?
I don't know. Say something like fiber.
Ta-da. You want like... Oh, you want, like, toilet paper to read.
Great,
like,
then I'm going to end up with a relationship that fails with toilet paper because all my relationships
you
fail.
You want, like, toilet paper and test strips had a baby, and they want to tell you how you are.
Well, I mean, don't you think everything can grow and evolve and get better?
I'm actually surprised that someone has not invented that. Toilet paper that can read your, pH balanced, test your stool. You know what I mean?
And they're like, no more Friday nights. Because that's what everyone like, Taco Bell and beer.
Excuse me, sir. Your potassium levels through the roof. You know what I mean? Like, your cholesterol, could you like draw back a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
They probably might be that. But I'm just telling you, on the end of comfort, I don't think that there is... better.
I'm not buying
Although,
it.
I did see a $20,000 bed, like an actual
Damn.
Mattress, and I would like to lay in that, but that's Beyonce's.
Why was that so fancy?
And that's none of my business.
Jeez Louise. I know your bank account says so. But why is it $20,000? What's so good about it?
I don't know, man.
Is it put out and make a sandwich, or what?
I don't know, but I did see that there was an article in 2015 that said in 10 years we would have robots that are... relationship ready.
I know. So. I mean,
here they come.
Aren't we supposed to have jetpacks and flying cars and shit right now? But I'm telling you, if TVs, I remember when TVs went from squares to flat. I think things.
You can still be a flat square, bro. I remember when TVs went from 125 pounds to a healthy 20.
I have a TV sitting in my hallway that's been there for about 6 weeks.
But have you ever had a 52 inch Sony? That you can't lift without three other grown-ass men?
Isn't that how we met?
Oh, that is.
That but is, because it was like, hey, come over and help us move a TV.
Yeah, you guys are liars, by the way.
She was, I don't know, she was making it, I don't know, heavier than it had to be.
Well, she was, it started off in lice.
Oh, the good times.
Oh, the good old days. Let's talk about your earrings. Where'd you get those peanuts?
I got them at a garage sale.
Peanut earrings, y'all.
Like, some people collect, like, shoes and purses.
Are they plastic?
Yeah, but they have, what's the shiny stuff that's painted on them?
A shellac?
Yeah, they're shellacked.
Yeah.
But they're so cute, so I like to have conversations and tell people to check out these nuts.
Well, they match your sweater really well, so good job.
I know, I try to be, I don't know, coordinated, fancy.
I have been told I'm the most matchy-matchy person people have ever met, and I'll take it.
I guess I've... Well, except that one time you looked like bubblegum, but...
Me?
Yeah, the double mint or whatever. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that was so matchy-matchy.
Super coordinated, but I have been in your closet. Your closet is extensive. Like, I could live in there and maybe hide somebody. Hide my enemies in your closet.
But I also have a problem of getting rid of things, so that is...
It says your relationship. That was a good one. It was terribly, terribly timed. It just came out.
I don't even get it.
I don't either.
Get her. I don't even know her.
Bad Carrie. Bad Carrie.
I was
just
saying I have a problem with getting rid of stuff. I am not a hoarder. I am
just a hoarder.
Okay. No? Are you okay? I don't even know how to word it, but I've been in your garage, and that doesn't look like you're hoarding shit like my dad's garage.
Yeah.
Out of hand. Your garage isn't hoarder-like.
So half the stuff. Well,
it's just your closet, really.
More than my closet's still.
And the
organizational chaos.
The Go Birds room is crazy, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, whatever. My garage is mostly my parents' stuff that I just can't bring myself to get rid of. So
there's nothing in there, is what I'm saying.
Oh, there is, though. It's just
not hard. It's like
up against the walls.
I guess I've never noticed. I don't know.
I also have two sheds. I should have put it on the show. Show you.
Oh.
I also have a 1993 Scorpions Letterman jacket.
Why 93?
That's when my sister graduated.
She graduated with my sister then. My sister, because I remember their saying was. Drugs, sex, and LSD were the class of 93.
Oh, well, I was 7, so I don't remember that.
Yeah, my sister told me that because I remember her and her friends while partying in the garage when my dad was asleep chanting that.
My sister was a straight-laced lady. She was a band nerd. Let's be real.
Oh. My sister was one of those, like, grunge skater people from way back in the 90s. I don't know. I graduated in 96, so I should shut up.
You were right around that time. So,
I don't know. I never showed up. But we just talked about this the other day, about what activity in high school you were in, because you said band, and I was in choir.
No, I wasn't.
No, your sister was in band.
Yeah. I played sports, so.
What sport?
I played soccer, broke my jaw. I played basketball, and I played softball.
Wow.
Yeah,
I ditched and that was my sport.
Well, and then I got
No, but I mean, like, you have to, for a credit, you have to be in something, like, I don't know, home ec or something.
Oh, like
yeah, like I told you that I was in choir for 4 years. Yeah, elective. Yeah. There you go. I was in choir for 4 years and I faked it the whole way through. I was Millie Vanilli all the way until I got an A.
Millie Vacari.
Love it. Yeah, lipsy. That's all I did.
No, I played sports, and then I caught a little touch of a mental illness.
Everything. Is that called a concussion?
Yeah, well, could have been this trigger. I don't know, but I got a touch of the mental illness in high school.
I don't know what that means. I don't get it.
I was...
Were you smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nope, would not. Could not. Would never, still, to this day. I hate that shit.
I'm not a fan either. I have a bunch of homies, and I support it. Whatever you do, you, man.
I probably needed some therapy in high school. Definitely needed something a little bit more than what I got. So.
My therapy was, bonfires out in the hills with some homies.
Well, mine was, too. That was the problem.
Probably mine, too, and that's why I didn't show up to many things.
Well, I showed up, but... in the least way possible. I showed up because it would make people upset, so hell no, I'm going.
Wow.
I still have that problem.
I showed up and took the test and passed, and my friends would hate me. They were, like, there every day taking notes and learning, and I... Like, when I finally graduated, I took a picture with the attendance lady because we had a really good, solid relationship at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just one of those, so I wasn't there, but yeah.
Wow.
I think all teenagers are that way, right?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Would you go back?
To high school?
Like teenage days, high school, all of it. Would you go
back? No. No, thank you. Could I go back and change the way other people treated me?
I don't know. Just would you go back in general?
Could I go back as my mother and treat myself differently?
I'm all, Dad, if you're listening to this, you didn't have to be so damn reactive.
You didn't have to be so mean.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm good on that. I'm good. You know what I'm dreading now, though? Taking down all of my Christmas things.
I'm thinking the same thing. I looked at it today because I had people help me put mine up, and those people are out of town and gone now, and I... can't. I mean, I can do some things, but I won't be able to get it down on my own and everything put away, and I'm like, ah, hell, I guess it's staying up until next year.
I have so much stuff, though, Carrie. I can't.
Your house was a little too jolly.
It was too jolly. Okay.
It was jolly as hell, man.
I'm thinking I'm going to start an Airbnb with just a Christmas house. Christmas all the time. That's it. Farmington, New Mexico, they have this Airbnb. Have you heard about it? It's Christmas all the time there. That's all I can do.
No, man, they don't.
At this point. I just started it.
Oh. Wow. Sometimes I'm amazed how fast things go.
I'm not. But I just started it. And if anyone's interested...
It's... Yeah, no.
You don't think people will be
I think you're going to have a lot of vacancy, to be quite honest.
Well, it's a nice house. But I won't do the bedroom. I won't do the bedroom.
Well, that's the point of an Airbnb, right? Like, you have...
No, they want the house. They want the experience.
Well, yeah, even in the bedroom. Like,
if I buy a foosball table, I'm going to put it in the little foyer. And not the foyer, but the extra dining room. And that's what's going to happen. I'm going to start an Airbnb. I'm out.
But that has nothing to do with Christmas. A foosball table. Like, you have to, don't you have to have like an ongoing.
All of the soccer players are wearing Santa hats.
That's the funniest. Okay, wow. Good old Saint Nick.
And then when they spin around, their little hat go. Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Okay, I just got that as a visual because I think you have to keep the same theme throughout this. So you have to do the bedroom.
What if they're just over it?
Then they shouldn't be getting an Airbnb that has a Christmas and a Jolly Holly theme.
Well, they can go hang out in the living room and then go back to reality.
That's supposed to have the same theme.
The living room is that.
So is the bedroom. The whole point is like if. Really? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you a 0 star on your business, and it hasn't even started.
Well, Carrie, lucky for me, I don't listen to you.
But you should, or you're going to be really, I don't know, sad
well,
when no one shows up.
All I know is I'm about to start an Airbnb, because I...
A terrible Airbnb. I don't know, I'm just saying. But because I love you and you're my friend, I will go once, so you can at least say you had a person.
If you give me 0 stars, I'm going to stab you in the peanut.
I will go once and give you 3.5, depending on what you make me to eat.
It's not a bed and breakfast.
You said Airbnb. That's what the B and the B stand for. What does it stand for then?
Airbnbs are you have this house all to yourself.
Okay, the B and B.
It's Airbnb.
It's bed and breakfast.
That is a brand.
It's bed and breakfast, damn it.
Oh, have you stayed at an Airbnb where people stay with you?
No, but you stay there and you get your room and you go out and they make you freaking breakfast.
That is a bed and breakfast. That is not
I think
an Airbnb.
This is, we are going to debate this.
Ask the person next to
okay,
you, please.
Okay, hold on. We have a question for the crowd here. Hey. Like, look at me in here, Ma. Over here. Airbnb. The B&B stands for bed and breakfast, does
no,
it not?
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
What do you say it stands for?
I said, I don't know, but it's a brand.
No,
I've never stayed at an Airbnb.
If I stay there and I sleep in your bed, I want waffles, damn it.
It is. I've always known.
Tell me I'm right. We have to settle this right now.
An Airbnb?
Yes, it is.
When have you booked an Airbnb?
My sister's wedding. There's one in Silverton. It has a hot tub. I may have gotten
that
pregnant.
That is an actual bed and breakfast. I'm not arguing.
No, they make you breakfast. You come out of the room and they feed you.
I'm not arguing with you about what a bed and breakfast is.
Damn, B&B means bed and breakfast.
But
well, you can't
Airbnb?
Have a bed and breakfast if you're not making breakfast.
An Airbnb is different, dude.
The B and the B. You, if it's going to be different, you have to take the B and the B out.
It does go to show how it's kind of outgrown its original use, right? Because it used to be a way
this
to
just aged me,
rent
damn it.
Out your room or your couch.
Okay.
And you could make breakfast.
Singularly.
A
so it's just going to be Air B?
Yeah.
But, and it just stops
but
right
it's
there?
It's gotten so big now that it's like a faceless entity almost.
No one stays with you.
I'm not staying with you without fucking waffles.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I cussed again. I wasn't supposed to do that.
You made it the whole
I'll
show.
I'll stay with anybody that'll make me waffles.
I know. The next time like someone you want to stay over, I'm like, are you waffle worthy?
Waffle?
Oh. Are you worth it?
Instead of
waffle. Yeah. And I do have to say her toilet paper is good.
I did discover that the original name was airbedandbreakfast.com, officially launched in 2008. That was the original name for it.
Genius,
and
right here.
They would give people places to stay and breakfast.
Yes.
What they
you
originally
didn't know
did.
That.
Yes, I freaking did. I just said that.
So you stayed at an Airbnb
and
originally.
Everyone thinks I'm the dingy one. Everyone thinks I'm the dingy one. This is bullshit.
I know
they all owe me waffles.
Well, here's the thing. I've stayed at 15 Airbnbs and I have never once gotten breakfast.
Because you probably slept past when breakfast was due. Like, you have to get up at a certain time. They don't make waffles at 3 p.m.
I also know there's another person in the house. That would be a first dead giveaway.
Hmm? What does that have to do with waffles? Somebody in the house has nothing to do with waffles.
Yes, it does, because they're the one that would have to make it. I have stayed in an Airbnb,
breakfast
and
I am... provided up until a certain time. Okay. There's not, like, a handy waffle
you've
maker
never,
all the time.
You've never stayed in an Airbnb,
I
so
just
this
said
is
I have.
Void.
Yes, I have.
And they've made breakfast for you.
Yes. And
where?
They made orange pancakes.
Where?
It was gross.
Where?
One here in Farmington. It's called, I think, I don't know, it's the one right above Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then one in Silverton, and they have
here
a hot tub.
One here in Farmington, Rachel, which is
that is a bed and breakfast, correct?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And
it
that's
not
where I got
an
the
Airbnb.
Orange pancakes. They mix, like,
sure
orange shit in their
Airbnb,
pancake. It's like Step Back or Step
yeah,
Up.
Bed
or,
and breakfast, great.
Had stuff there.
Is it Step yeah. Back or Step Up or Step, I don't know.
That is
and then
totally
the one in
different.
Silverton that had
that's
the hot tub,
totally
I got
different.
Pregnant.
You were talking about actual bed and breakfasts.
Breakfast. Yes, I've been talking about actual bed.
I'm
what
talking about
the Airbnb. Hell do you think I'm talking about?
I'm talking about Airbnbs.
Huh?
I.
What's the plural of bees?
Breakfasts. I'm talking about Airbnbs. The ones that you go
breakfasts?
On.
Google. What the hell is Google?
The breakfasts one, goes back to our conversation about lists.
The one you go on the app and you book an Airbnb. Guess what happens?
You get breakfast.
No, you don't.
Yes, you get freaking waffles, man.
I hate it here.
Yes, you.
Oh, I hate it here.
Our next podcast is coming from a bed and breakfast to prove that I am freaking right.
I'm not arguing about what a bed and breakfast is.
I want waffles
and 2-ply. I'm arguing about what an Airbnb is now.
Why are you arguing? She looked it up. I said it. I'm a genius. Can we just finish it and just say, Carrie, you're right.
Okay, do you have any last words for this stupid podcast?
Alicia was wrong. My last words...
I was not wrong.
Just you were freaking wrong.
Oh.
God, I feel like a married couple.
I think I know what this show is going to be called.
Our
waffles?
First fight. It's our first fight.
Carrie was right.
No.
Where the hell are my waffles and 2-ply? Wait, we've talked about 2-ply before.
This is our first fight.
I forgot one of our first episodes was about 2-ply.
This is our first fight.
Okay, I'm giving you the silent.
Okay.
I'm giving you the silent treatment for 5 minutes.
Like my dad used to tell my brother and I. My brother and I. You two kiss and make up.
Well, hell we will, not without
thanks.
Waffles and 2-ply.
Wait,
bullshit.
Is she listening to Taylor Swift? I'll kiss her.
Oh, I'm not listening.
No. Oh, hell no.
This is all the right. Show where we're completely opposite. No Taylor Swift, bed and breakfast, and Carrie is always right.
Carrie is not always
the
right.
Hell, I'm not.
I'm not. Okay. I think I've made my point pretty clear.
Poorly. Made your point poorly.
Poor
this
me.
Is the silent
poor
treatment.
Me.
I'm going to be
one
silent
more.
Now. Okay. Silent treatment happening now.
Okay, that's your last words on the show? Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining us here at Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
Do you know how hard it was for me to shut
I'm
up?
Which I'm changing the name to Alicia's Encounters of the Life Kind. I hate it here.
With everything that's wrong.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time,
be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.